This is the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. It's Friday evening, April 17th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
UGI makes easiest utilities to do business with list with high customer scores. UGI Utilities, UGI Gas Division, has been recognized as an easiest to do business with utility with high customer scores for billing and payment experiences. The accolade comes from Eskelton's Cogent Syndicated 2026 Utility Trusted Brand and Customer Engagement Residential Study, showcasing UGI's commitment to customer satisfaction in the energy sector.
Maine lawmakers passed a bill temporarily halting data center construction. Maine lawmakers have passed a bill to halt data center construction in the state, setting a precedent in the U.S. This move could impact tech giants like Amazon.com Inc. as other states consider similar measures. The industry may need to find solutions to restore public support or explore alternative energy sources. Nissan unveils plan to transform vehicle mobility using AI. Nissan has unveiled plans to transform vehicle mobility using a combination of electrification, artificial intelligence, AI, and a vehicle lineup focused on the global market. The Japanese carmaker aims to launch 19 new EV models by the end of the decade, including a novel hybrid system for body-on-frame vehicles. This move comes as part of Nissan's strategy to enhance capability and range for drivers worldwide.
UK to implement energy use incentives in summer as renewables generation climbs. Britain's grid operator is launching a program to incentivize households to increase electricity consumption this summer during periods of surplus renewable energy. So, National Energy System Operator will notify energy suppliers when wind and solar output exceeds network capacity, allowing companies to offer free or discounted electricity. As the adoption of clean energy technologies grows globally, utility firms like NESO will have more grid stabilization options, utilizing electrified marine and road transport for mobile energy storage.
Renewables on the rise in the U.S. despite opposition from Trump. Renewable energy in the United States reached new highs last year, with clean sources generating about 26% of the country's electricity, enough to power over 100 million homes for a year. Despite opposition from the Trump administration favoring fossil fuels, renewables accounted for about 33% of total utility-scale capacity, showcasing their increasing importance in the national energy mix.
Green Energy Breaks, Energy Fuels, Inc., NYSE, American, UUU are the first statement of MONERS. UUURESEC SUM Sustainability Report, highlighting operational and ESG progress. Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE, American, UUUR. Showcasing advancements in environmental stewardship, workforce safety, community engagement, and governance. The report highlights the company's commitment to responsible operations as a key domestic supplier of uranium, rare earth elements, and critical materials. Energy Fuels emphasizes initiatives in environmental management, employee safety, indigenous and community relations, and risk oversight for sustainable growth. Centenario announces initial work starting at the Los Reyes Copper EYSN Core Gold Project in Chihuahua, Mexico, and Centenario Gold Corp. The first phase includes mapping and sampling of old underground mine workings along a NES trending contact zone. The second phase will involve a 1,500 meters diamond drilling program to test high-grade QZNAG skarn zones. Environmental permits are expected by late April 2026, with drilling to follow shortly after. Sodium ion batteries could potentially address the EV industry's supply challenges. Sodium ion batteries could potentially address the EV industry's supply challenges as interest grows in alternatives to lithium ion technology. With expanding demand for electric vehicles, companies like Rivian Automotive Inc. may opt for this battery chemistry in the future. For more insights on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, visit greencarstocks.com. Nordic countries record major successes in energy transition. Nordic countries have achieved major successes in their energy transition, with electricity prices hitting historic lows thanks to investments in wind and hydroelectric infrastructure. This has positioned the region as a model for clean energy transitions. Companies like GeoSolar Technologies Inc. are also working towards making renewable energy more accessible in the U.S., showing promising progress in the shift towards sustainable energy solutions.
American Fusion TEM Inc., a MFN, expands strategic positioning at ARPA-E Energy Innovation Summit. American Fusion TEM Inc. expands its strategic positioning at the ARPA-E Energy Innovation Summit, focusing on decentralized fusion technologies through its subsidiary Kepler Fusion Technologies. The company targets data center operators and developers for future power deployment. American Fusion TM is also exploring a potential Frankfurt Stock Exchange listing to enhance its capital market strategy.
Billion Dollar Breaks Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American UUUU appoints Ross R. Bapu, CEO. Energy Fuels Inc. has appointed Ross R. Bapu as CEO effective April 15, 2026. Bapu, with over 30 years of leadership experience, succeeds Mark S. Chalmers, who is retiring after 8 years as CEO. Chalmers will stay on as an exclusive uranium and rare earth consultant for 2 years. Energy Fuels is a top U.S. producer of uranium, rare earths, and critical materials.
Generation Uranium defines multiple high-impact drill targets at Yath Project. Leveraging proven discovery model in one of Canada's hottest uranium districts, Generation Uranium Inc. has defined multiple high-impact drill targets at its Yath Uranium Project in Nunavut. Leveraging a proven discovery model in one of Canada's hottest uranium districts, the company's upgraded exploration model integrates modern geophysics, historic data sets, and structural analysis, positioning Generation for a highly anticipated 2026 drill program pending final permit approval.
Pfister Holding SE publishes final results for fiscal year 2025, strong revenue and earnings growth with positive outlook. Pfister Holding SE published its final results for the 2025 fiscal year, showing strong revenue and earnings growth. Revenue rose by 17.4% to $449.9 million, with adjusted EBITDA increasing by 24.0%. to your 81 million. Order intake surged by 29.6% to your 548.6 million, setting a solid foundation for future growth. The company expects revenue growth of at least 12% for 2026, aiming to reach your 800 million to your 900 million by 2030.
Frontieras North America Inc. launches new era for full coal utilization. Frontieras North America Inc. marks a significant milestone with the launch of a new industrial model focusing on full coal utilization. The company's innovative approach aims to extract the complete value of coal by utilizing its proprietary FAS Form TM process. Recent global energy vulnerabilities highlight the need for alternative energy sources, making Frontieras's technology a strategic solution for transforming coal into fuels and industrial products.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. is strategically positioned to benefit from the changing landscape of fertilizer economics due to fossil fuel and energy pressures. By focusing on direct application organic fertilizer at its Murdoch Mountain Phosphate Project in Nevada, the company aims to tap into the growing organic and regenerative farming sectors in the U.S. market. Unlike traditional synthetic fertilizers, Nevada Organic Phosphate's model requires simpler processing methods, reducing its reliance on energy-intensive chemical processes.
Green Energy Breaks, American Fusion, Inc. appoints Samuel Reed as Government Strategy and Procurement Advisor. Reed will support efforts to secure government funding and institutional contracts, leveraging his experience in government contracting and defense procurement. American Fusion aims to utilize government and defense channels for funding and long-term institutional adoption. For more information, visit AmericanFusionEnergy.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.
Lisa Diggins won the process of multimedia. We are way worse.